Well, here I am. I'm in the cockpit of Pelagic Australis, as per usual, and we are sat alongside the McAlvey Yacht Club. It's a former sunken ammunition ship in a small naval town called Puerto Williams, which is on the Chilean side of the Beagle Channel. If I look out into the Beagle, I can see the Beagle being whipped up into white frothy waves, which suggests to me that there's probably around about 20 to 25 knots of breeze in the Beagle, which frankly isn't that much, to be honest. The past couple of days we've seen much, much more, 40, 45, 50 knots of wind. It's a really sunny day, it's really lovely. Just on my right-hand side, there's a nice kind of grassy bank, and on that there are some beautiful ponies just grazing sedately with their foals. It's kind of spring summer here, so yeah, it's really nice. Just beyond that, there are around about 15 to 20 boats with their flags fluttering in the breeze. We've got yachts from all around the world here at the moment, France, Canada, Argentina, America, England even. It's been really nice to see a Union Jack, to be honest with you. But yeah, and beyond that, some beautiful mountains, snow-capped mountains and thick green forest. It's just lovely here. But I thought I'd post this because, I'm kind of nervously excited about my first trip to Antarctica. There's some really, really strong headwinds forecast for the next few days. You can probably hear the wind in the background now, but maybe 30 to 40 knots at some point during our projected trip. So we're now having to potentially rethink when we leave, which will mean us going instead of right out of this harbour, left, further down the Beagle Channel into the Chilean kind of channels, which are just beautiful. Some of the most pristine natural environments I've ever been to, certainly. I just thought I'd say hello. I'll tell you more when I get halfway through the Beagle and halfway up the Drake. In fact, I'll try to keep you updated more often than I have been. In the meantime, I'll give the penguins a big kiss from you, and I will speak to you soon.